Tell me how you planned what to do for my plan exhibition, Annabelle.
I planned that I would do a poster, and then I planned to do a brochure.
Did you use any information to help you plan?
Yes, I did.
What type of information did you use?
I used information about strawberries.
What parts of your plan were you really happy with?
I was really happy with my poster.
Okay. If you were doing this again, how might you change your plan?
Well, I would change it by doing some more information up on the wall and finding more information.
Okay. And to communicate. Tell me how you communicated your ideas and information for the plan exhibition.
Wait, what's the question?
Tell me how you communicated your ideas and information for the plan exhibition.
I told my group what I was going to do, and they said it was a good idea, so then I did it.
Good. How do you think you went with these communications?
I think I did good.
Okay. Would you make any changes with your communication next time?
No.
Okay. Action. Tell me about the main steps of organizing the exhibition.
The main steps? Well, the main steps were to get stuff, get information on the wall. That's the main step.
Okay. What was your involvement in those steps? How did you involve yourself in these steps, or the step?
Well, I involved myself by trying to get as much up on the wall as I could.
Okay. Evaluation. Tell me how you think the exhibition suited the learners and the audience.
I think it suited them well.
Okay, good. What was your involvement in? Can you think of any changes you might make to better shape your audience?
No.
Okay. Onto your final word. Tell me, what do you think the key ingredients are in a successful exhibition?
The key ingredients for a successful exhibition. Getting lots of information, telling the people that come about what you learnt about, and if you learnt about strawberries and you're the expert on strawberries like I was, then you would tell them a lot about strawberries and what you learnt.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.